Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. You are tuned in to the love journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience. A love experience, family. I call it a love experience. I am Janine A. Ingram, your transformational life coach, author, filmmaker, vision board counselor, master speaker, and your radio host. Yes, I am so grateful. Family, we're going to start it. We're going to get started this Monday morning. That is good to Johnny McClurkin. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart. Johnny McClurkin, speak to my heart, God.
Good morning, good morning. That was Donnie McClurkin. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Oh, you're tuned in to the Love Journey. Yes, this is the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I think it's more than a prayer line. I call it a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram. So excited to be a part of this growing evolutionary process. I'm just so grateful, family. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning from the profoundness of my soul, from the depth of my heart. I want us to begin this process by remembering to breathe. We're going to get ready and tune in to the one power and the one presence, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that grace spirit, known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. Speak to my heart, Lord. So as we get ready to tune in, speak to our hearts, Lord. As we become still and know that I am God, I want us to take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, releasing through our mouth, and remembering to breathe into the heart. And deep into the diaphragm. Family, I want you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathe, family. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe again, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, God. Let's breathe, family, breathe. Release. Last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And breathe. Divine. Mother, Father, God, oh, so precious and Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. As I speak from my transcending power, my higher mind consciousness, I ask, Holy Spirit, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit. And every meditation of my heart, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, speak to my heart. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created ego, and remove every human created thought. I ask you to remove all of me in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit, that I may be filled by my divine higher consciousness, my mighty I am that I am, beloved God energy. Come, Holy Spirit, be filled by your presence, Holy Spirit, to the overflow that You're possessing every thought that I think, come Holy Spirit. And that you're possessing every word that I speak, come Holy Spirit. That you will even possess my heart, Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. Lead me and guide me. Speak to my heart, O Lord, as I speak your words today, God. That these words will not be my words, but they will be your words, Holy Spirit, that I may speak to the hearts of your people today, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and rain down your love upon those who are on this line in this right now moment, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and rain down, Holy Spirit. Bring forth a fresh anointing. Come, Holy Spirit. As we ask for a fresh anointing, come, Holy Spirit, and rain down fresh revelation. New wine skins, come, Holy Spirit. Speak to our hearts, O Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for a fresh anointing upon our mind, our soul, and our heart, God. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, and your heaven. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and pour out a blessing upon us that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. As we walk in our authority on this Monday morning, as we know that you have blessed us already, Holy Spirit, giving us an Ephesians 3:20 kind of blessing today, God, the kind of supernatural, explosive kind of blessings, Holy Spirit, abundantly above more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm talking about that supernatural, crazy kind of favor, that supernatural, crazy kind of blessings, Holy Spirit. The kind that you thrust us into a place of blessings right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that everything that is in and around us will get in total alignment of you, Holy Spirit, blessing everything that is a part of us right now. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth and rain down your blessings, God. As we give thanks for the victory, Holy Spirit, we give thanks for new wineskins, Holy Spirit. We give thanks for the new and fresh revelations, God. Oh, we give thanks for your profuse winds of abundance that's pouring upon our life right now, God. Oh, we give thanks, Holy Spirit, for new and improved relationships, God, restored relationships, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as we meet our divine love mates, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, for peace, grace, that will follow us all the days of our life, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and send your angels this day in the most wonderful, joyful way that we could ever have lived, God. Oh, I'm asking for ease, elegance, and grace, God, that your angels will go before us and create ease, elegance, and grace. God, I'm asking you to lead us and guide us and direct our path today, that we may be used for the glory of the Most High today, God, that we may be used in ways that only you can use us. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and rain down your love upon us right now, God. Use us, God, for a greater version of who we came to the planet to be, God, that we not only can be blessings to ourselves and our community, but enlarging even the way that our imagination can even see how you can use us, God. Use us, Holy Spirit, and speak to our hearts. Lead us and guide us today, Holy Spirit, into your place of blessings for us. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and lead us today, God, as you anoint our thoughts today, God, that our thoughts will be your thoughts. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, that you would anoint our hands, that everything we touch, God, oh, everything we touch turn to platinum gold this morning, God. Oh, I'm asking you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. That everywhere we walk, God, and everywhere we go, God, the blessings don't get there till we show up, Holy Spirit. That they will know us by our love. They shall know us by our light, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and send your rain down on us today, God. Oh, rain down your profuse winds of abundance, God. Rain down your joy, your happiness, your success. Rain down your money substance upon us right now, God. Rain down on us today, God, and let us know that we know that only you could have brought the blessings that are so available for us today, God, in this day, God. And let us be used today, God, for the purposes that we've been given to the planet to be used for, God. That we may use our gifts and our talents and our skills today, God, to open doors and to be used in a way that will be such a blessing to others, God, that we will liberate others to live in their purpose and their gifts. Come on, Holy Spirit, and do your will over our lives in this right now moment. We say amen. 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 Use me, Holy Spirit. Oh, speak to my heart. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the earth, the water, the ethers, the fire. Oh, the wind. Good morning to the wind. Good morning to the most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the presence of the beautiful angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning as we invite and invoke the archangels into this call. Good morning, archangels. Beautiful and amazing archangels, good morning, good morning, good morning. And good morning to our ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence into this right now moment. Good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides. Good morning, master guides. Good morning, spirit guides, as we invite and invoke our master guides and our spirit guides into this call. Good morning. You see, I love this part because our ancestors sacrificed their lives. They gave up so much for us to be where we are today. And as we come as one, we stand with 10,000 legions of angels, our ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. Pay homage to those who walk this journey. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. And to our known and unknown ancestors, we pay homage to you. We give thanks for your life that you sacrificed and left a legacy called us. We stand in homage to you today, thanking you with all the gratitude for those who walked this journey before us. Good morning, ancestors. Allowing us to stand proud. We say good morning, ancestors. Thank you. And not only do we pay homage to you, but we stand in gratitude for those who will come behind us. That the work we do will bless those that will come behind us, to our known and unknown descendants. Good morning. As we send love to make your path, when you do come, to be filled with ease, elegance, and grace, and that our prayers today will be the prayers that will bless your food tomorrow. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right, peace, peace to the family. Good morning to the gods and goddesses. Love, love, love to the kings and queens and millionaires and billionaires. I am so excited. You are tuned in to the love journey. Of all the places you could have been, you chose to be right here in this collective energy. You see, there's power in collective consciousness. There's power in collective consciousness. Yes, you've tuned in to the love journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. You see, I call it an experience. An experience of love where you're reminded how to live from your higher self, recognizing that really only love is the powerful force to get into that space. Inner journey of inner self, reminded that there really is only one mind and one source, and that's the great I am, because the source created you and me out of itself in order to express itself to us. You see, you're reminded today that that the source, being pure mind and action, that you should know yourself today as the mind of God in expression, that we recognize that we really are individualized expressions of God in action on earth. Individualization of the infinite mind, uniquely designed for your own purpose, to do what you've been called to do, that only you can do the way you can do it. And I am so grateful. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. I am so grateful. All right, we're going to get started on this Monday morning, bringing in our love song. Our love song.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love.
Good God morning, beautiful.
Peace and blessings to you, my queen. Thank you so very, very, very much for your love, and we get to be a part of this love experience. Family, good God morning to you, to our Love Journey family, to our Blog Talk Radio family. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. At this time of the hour, we continue in our love experience by planting that seed of love and showering it with our love song, I Love Myself So Much. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love yourself so much. Put your hand on your heart. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much. So that you can love you so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, unmute your phones by pressing *6, and let's shower that seed with the love that we have on a count of 3, 1, 2, 3, let's do it. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much,
mm-hmm. So much.
And you can love you so much,
mm. So much.
So you can keep on loving. Mm. Come on, family. I love myself so much.
So, so much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Last time, come on.
I love myself so much.
So I can love you so much.
So much. So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much. So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Yes, family, we keep the love growing and we keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Namaste. That's you, Lady Love.
All right, all right. You know, love is really powerful. It is just really, really powerful. You know, it's really interesting as you learn to be still and really grow. I imagine that love is a lot like planting a seed. And the more you begin to love you, the more the seed grows and then it becomes more expansive in you. And that's kind of how I find it. When I begin to love me, I never knew the expansiveness of what love would bring. Finding my self-worth, understanding my value. So I'm going to play something that I heard, and then I'm going to come back in and talk about maybe some things we need to understand about love. Because, you know, we talk about loving ourselves a lot, but do we really talk about what's on the other side when we do begin to love ourselves? What does it really look like? So I'm just really excited to play this. This was an acceptance speech of Oprah. It's only 3 minutes long, but it's really cool because I really, really, really love what Oprah always said. This is her consistent theme that she said all the time. I don't care where. She always said, use me, God. Use me for bigger than my own imagination can imagine. So I was reading a book this weekend, and I'm so grateful for the power of books. It defined power. It defined authentic power. When the personality comes to serve the energy of the soul, when you are able to align who you are with what you come to the world to do, use me, Lord. Then freedom is defined as when you get to wake up every day and decide how you're going to use your talents. How are you going to use your skills and gifts as an offering of service to the world? I think about that when I hear Oprah say this, because I think about so many times how I hear so many people get up every single day and hate their jobs and hate what's going on in the world. And I just had to stop today and just give thanks to God for using me. So let's hear Oprah and then we're going to come back.
Oh, Oprah, wondrous Oprah. These are the only possible words that can follow what you just saw, that can follow Maya Angelou. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lifetime Achievement Award to Oprah Winfrey.
Thank you. This is certainly one of life's full circle moments for me, because it's so true. We are all beacons of light for each other, and I'm grateful that Barbara Walters was there for me to see that beacon of light to become all that I could be today. Thank you, Miss Barbara. Thank you. I want to thank the Harpo family, and I want to thank the King World family. I want to thank everybody who has nurtured me, who stood in the gap for me. Stedman, you're the sweetest man, with the greatest integrity. Thank you for helping me to be everything that I am and all that is to come. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Maya. Thank you all. You know, when I, from the beginning, being a colored, then Negro, then Black, then African-American child. Growing up in Mississippi, my prayer was, for as long as I can remember, God, use me. Use me. Use this life. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I know that there is a vision for my life that is greater than my imagination can hold. Use me. Use me. What would you have me to do? And that dream, that desire, that prayer brought me somehow to television. And to be able to use this tremendous vehicle of television to go into people's homes and somehow be able to touch their lives and to be the beacon that Barbara was for me, to be a light of hope and understanding, to share some sense of illumination that maybe sometimes reflects people's lives and sometimes opens them up to themselves, is the greatest blessing God could have given me. And I want to continue to use television as we become more polarized in this medium. I choose to use it in whatever way I can, we can, to make people lead better lives, to lead them to the highest vision possible for themselves. That is the goal. I thank you for this award because it encourages me to run on and see what the end will be. Thank you.
Wow. Use me. Use me, Lord. I wanted to talk about this because so many times people, I believe, are unhappy because we're not being in a place of our own blessing. What does that really mean? That if we're not in a place of being using our gifts and our talents. It's something fulfilling that money came by when you are being used in your own gifts and your own talents. It's something fulfilling that happens that material things can't do for you when you're living in your calling. When you've been called to do a thing that only you can do the way you can do it. Not to say that nobody else may not have a similar talent, but it's something powerful that happens when you get to be used by the universe for the reasons you've been called. Let me go back to what I read in the book, Authentic Power. When the personality comes to serve the energy of the soul, talking about when you came to the planet to serve the energy of the soul, in my metaphysical class, they said the goals of our soul, the goals of our life is in our soul. You see, it's when you are able to align who you are with what you come to the world to do. That's true, authentic power. Then they define freedom as when you get to wake up every day and decide how you're going to use your talents and skills and gifts as an offering of service to the world. Come on, use me, Lord. I just love that. That thing just blew my mind this morning when I was reading that. I had to even put it on Facebook early this morning because it's something powerful that happens when you are being used by the universe in your own gifts and your own talents. But let me tell you something that love does. So let me read this to you, and then we're going to talk about more about self-love. Self-love is one of those things that's talked about a lot now. You see, everywhere you go, you hear people talking. It's almost like a catchphrase, like everyone seems to throw around now. But how do you actually get there? That's the question. So I heard this lady put it in a simple way. She said, self-love comes when we begin to keep our promises to ourselves. When we make our actions in alignment with our nature, that is to say, keep your promises to yourself. Do what you say you're going to do. Now, isn't that seem simple? I thought that was an interesting simplicity way to think about self-love. But think about it. It's so easy for us to keep our promises to others than it is to keep it to ourselves. Let me give you an example for me. Janine, I say, oh, I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk every 3-4 times a week. Walk around the park. I'm going to exercise and honor this body temple that I've been given, this divine presence of my body, to honor it. Oh, well, I'm not going to eat too much chocolate this week. This divine, beautiful body don't need all that extra chocolate. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever promises I make to myself. Oh, I don't feel like getting up walking today. Oh, well, I'll just have one more bite of chocolate. Or whatever promises I make, I'm going to do for me. And you see how easy it is to keep our promises, she said. She said, especially for someone who has an addictive tendency like her, her nature is health. My desire is a six-pack. Sometimes I don't always eat in a way that is in alignment with her true nature or desire. So what happens? She said, I don't respect myself. I take myself away, further away from my own true desire. And with this action, I lose a little bit more love for myself. And then my self-esteem and my love lowers, and I'm learning that when I do this, it's important not to go into a guilt or a shame mode, that is for sure. But even so, when I don't act in alignment with my true nature and my desires, my self-respect, my self-love goes down, and so does my self-esteem. But on the flip side, when I act in alignment with my nature and my goals, my self-esteem, my self-love goes up. It seems like a simple equation, really, which is why I love it. She said, I'm still learning how to do this, but I'm doing my best to keep my promises to myself every day. And as I do, my self-esteem goes up, and as that goes up, my productivity and creativity increases, and life just gets better. So where in your life are you not keeping your promises to yourself? Where in your life where your actions are not in alignment with your true nature and your desires? Where do you keep telling yourself, I'm not going to do this, but I, and then you find yourself doing it anyway? Can you see that when you are not acting in alignment with your true nature and your desires, your self-esteem goes down? What actions are you really willing to take so that you don't feel guilty and shame? I thought that was interesting how she put self-love, because it was really kind of a simple definition of what she considered self-love. Keeping your promises to yourself. You know, and I know that it is really interesting because we hear everywhere we go, self-love. It's about loving ourselves. And so many people ask me the same question over and over and over again. How do I learn to love myself? Now, what seems like such a simple act seems like the hardest act in the world for people to know. People say they don't know what it means to love themselves. I remember I heard this quote. It says, we date at the level of our own self-love and our own self-esteem. They say our relationship is a direct reflection of our own self-love and our own self-worth. Are you in a relationship with someone who you really are into, but you are not getting your needs met? Do you wonder how you have to change to keep the relationship going? Well, let me be clear. The only way we should have to change is to be more authentically ourselves. This means compromise, of course, but this also means not abandoning ourselves to please another. The common question seems, how can I change myself so this will work? And the response is, don't change yourself, just be yourself. See, the possibility of being alone can be terrifying, as is the unknown. And I understand it can be hellishly uncomfortable probably to be in the unknown. But if your needs are not being met in the relationship, it's not the other person's fault. The responsibility is on you to communicate your needs and to choose someone who honors you, cherishes you, and loves you. If you don't love, honor, and cherish yourself, you will settle and your needs won't get met. If you don't love, honor, and cherish yourself, you will settle and your needs will not get met. We must learn to get comfortable with the unknown, with letting go of toxic relationships, toxic ideas, toxic things that we're doing. We must step into the faith that we can create the life we truly desire, not as we change to please others, but as we step more into our own authentic self. This means communicating our needs, having higher standards around the people we are dating, and stepping into our own self-love and our own self-care from that place, contributing to a relationship. Of course, in any relationship, we have to, you know, sometimes find middle ground. This is, that may be part of being in a relationship, but the piece is aimed at thousands of folks who have written and asked how they can change to please other people. Please yourself first, and then you will attract someone who is pleased with you. Embrace the unknown and be okay with letting go of something or someone that isn't meeting your needs. And ask yourself this question. If I really love myself, what would I do in this right now moment? I thought that was a really good piece and wanted to read that as well. And I thought that was a really good question. If I love myself, what would I do? Now, I know many of us don't really know what love looks like. And I can tell you, when I first started out on the journey, Jeanine Ingram didn't know what it looked like. When I was sitting in the middle of that bed and they said, love yourself. I heard somebody say this weekend, loving ourselves is intrinsic. It's a given. I was like, wow, that's interesting, because it wasn't for me. It was a given. And I thought that was really powerful. Because I guess in some ways it should have been, but it wasn't. For me, I had no clue, no idea, and no didn't know where to start. But I remember sitting in the middle of that band saying, well, God, if you just teach me, if you just teach me how to love me. Teach me how to love me. And I just started with very simple things that I would normally do for somebody else that I loved. I thought about what would I do for somebody else if I loved them? If I was in love with somebody else and we were getting ready to meet today, what would I do for them today? I thought about how I would fix candlelight dinners. So I fixed me a candlelight dinner. I wrote me love letters. I gave myself beautiful opportunities to take a beautiful bath with rose petals. And I started to do for me what I would do for other people. But the amazing thing happened. The amazing thing happened is that a shift began to take place in my molecules. The more I began to get up every day and really honor and love the very essence of who Jermaine was, when I began to look in that mirror as I was brushing my teeth and just being grateful for me, just, God, I'm just grateful for me. To some, that may sound like a selfish act. Came even more selfless. Because the more I began to love and honor me, the more I had room to give to other people. It made room for me to give and love and honor other people. It's just the strangest thing because it seems like if you take time and focus in on yourself that you wouldn't have time for other people, but that's just the opposite. You see, the more I began to love me and become more compassionate towards me, the more I was compassionate and forgiving to other people. The more I had room, I didn't get irritated when people asked me to do something because if I couldn't do it, I didn't do it. I'm not going to be able to do that. It was easier for me to say no because I did love me. And it was easier for me to say no without guilty. So I'm going to give you an example. And I'm really excited about this example. Somebody called me and asked me to pay so much money to them every month for no reason, just because they said they're going to do some great stuff for the love journey. I said, I was like thinking to myself, like, I just sat there and I thought, I said, you know what? So I wrote them this really, you know, back what they had asked me, and I wrote them back and told them, one, I'll be doing you a great disservice to assist you in this way. I said, but two, I'm building my own capacity for love. I choose to invest in me right now, friends, and I'm not going to be able to honor your request. But I didn't have no guilt feeling. You know how you feel some kind of way when you tell people no? Not at all, not one bit. And I was thinking to myself, wow, what an interesting process. Somebody wakes up in the morning and decides that they want you to pay them X amount of dollars just because. And I said to myself, what interesting. And because I loved our friendship, at one time it probably would have been like, okay, now I'm probably going to put our friendship on the line. But that didn't bother me because what I understood this, if somebody really loves you, no don't mean a thing. And if somebody really cares about the friendship, no don't mean a thing. It just means that I'm not the one to bless you in this capacity. And so I really was proud of the idea that it didn't bother me one bit. I said no with love. I said no with honor. And didn't feel guilty, didn't give a why. I couldn't do this. No, it's just absolutely no. So I'm saying to you that when you get on the other side of love, it's easier to say no with love. Easier to wake up and say to yourself, I'm grateful for my presence because I'm ready to share my gifts and my talents with the world. How can I share my gifts and talents with the world? How may I be used today? You see, the more I started stepping into my authentic self, it all came from love. It all came from me loving me. It all came from me honoring me. And guess what? It didn't matter who came or not in my life. It didn't matter who showed up or who didn't, because I knew that whatever I needed, I was going to be provided by the universe. Whether it was a friendship, whether it was support, whether it was money, whatever. And it was, and I wasn't afraid to let anybody know. I don't care who they were, that you're moving a little bit too close in the boundaries and you're stepping over places that's starting to not feel comfortable. And I'm going to need you to move back. Oh, you, what you just said to me didn't feel so right. And let me explain why it didn't feel right to me. This is what happened when you said this inside my mind and my body. Maybe I'm perceiving it wrong. My communication level got higher. But let me tell you what's even more powerful. When you begin to love and honor yourself, you begin to even hear when you didn't step in somebody else's space quite right. And what's even more powerful, you can pick up the phone and say, oh, my God, I apologize. That was not my intention. But here was my intention, and I'm asking you to please forgive me. That's just as powerful as when somebody can come to you and say, hey, I stepped in, or you let them know and they can apologize, or whatever. See, loving yourself is the most powerful work we can do on the planet, because I never knew so much freedom. I never felt so much joy. I never knew so much fulfillment with so much less material things. Now, it was different. Now, this is really the interesting process when, you know, when you being, sometimes when you're being used, you got to be torn down. This is the hard part about it, though. When you're being torn down to be rebuilt back up, everything is stripped away from you and everything is taken in, and you going through this process. But I tell you, every day I wake up and I know without a shadow of a doubt that God got me. You see, when you wake up, it used to be a time where I knew how I was going to pay my mortgage. I knew how I was going to do what I was going to do. Each day I don't. But you know what? The fulfillment is so much more amazing than when I could, when I had hundreds of thousands in the bank, driving certain kind of cars, living a certain kind of way, but there was no fulfillment. But it's interesting how you can have almost zero and have fulfillment when you learn to love you. And it's funny when you're walking through the process of becoming more who God created you to be. You see, love opens you up to the trust of the universe. You see, when you begin to love and honor you, you begin to trust in ways that even blow your own mind. Because you know that the universe is friendly to your desire. And you're not afraid if you don't have a job. And you're not afraid if the money don't have the seemingly appearances there. Because you know you're operating in your gifts. You know you're operating in your truth. And you know that the universe is not going to let you down, no matter what it may look like, no matter what the seemingly appearances are. Even if you walked into a space of needing to have a homeless experience for your growth, even if you, whatever, you know God got you no matter what it looks like. That's some kind of awesome kind of faith. When I thought I had faith, I'll never forget, every morning making six figures, getting ready for my job, getting on the prayer line in the first year. I had a job then, y'all. First couple of years, I had a job, y'all. And can you believe every morning our affirmation was, God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. And every day, I mean, I was saying it was bigger. I was saying it was up, but I had a job, y'all. And I'm not telling nobody quit their jobs. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying whatever your experiences are and however you have to grow and grow into your own experience, let that be your own instinctual spiritual guidance. I'm not saying quit your job, because I didn't quit mine. I would never have quit if it was up to me. But I got laid off. And I remember saying to God, well, God, my condo is $600-something. My mortgage is this amount of money, and this is just, and I don't have no way to meet those obligations. I was laying in the bed. Oh, I was upset because I didn't understand. I loved my job. I thought if you get up every day and you was excited and you gave gratitude, that you get more of what you're grateful for, God. How am I being diminished this way? It was so funny. And God said, but I thought you said I was your source. Are you telling me your job was your source, or am I your source and your supply? Whew. And I said, well, God, what does it really mean to have faith? Because I don't really understand. I know what it say, but I'm not really understanding it. And God said, it means trusting in the process of the unknown. This is what Spirit said to me. God said, trusting in the process of the unknown. So I got back up. And, of course, I still did the prayer line, but I was rocky in that beginning. But let me just tell you, and some things you can't just explain to people. You can tell your testimony, you can tell your story, but some things you just got to know for yourself. You know, I remember when they was asking Nina Simone, what does it mean to be free? She said, you know, it's a lot like love. You can't tell people about it. They have to experience. You see, you have to experience faith. And I remember, so God is so good because, you know, little things are always planted around you before you go through anything. And the year before I was laid out from work, I remember Jeffrey Campbell. I'll never forget him. Out of all the Martin Luther King breakfasts I went to, I've gone to many. Every year, every January, they had a Martin Luther King's Mayor's Breakfast. And I actually love going because I love this dynamic speaker. But nobody touched my soul the way Jeffrey Campbell touched my soul. And he was funny. He was hilarious. He talked about how he went on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But he said something to me that stuck with me for all the days from the day he said it to this day. He said, the one thing you have to have in life before you need it, he said, it's the only thing you will ever have to have, and you need to have it before you need it, is faith. And he ain't never lied. You got to have faith before you need it. Because if I didn't have the faith, I wouldn't be right here. But let me tell you, loving yourself opens you up to a faith that's even beyond your own imagination. You see, when I began to love me, I didn't have that fear because the more you love you, and you see, and the reason why I wish I could find a better, even more expansive word than love, because it's more than what we can even think, ask, or imagine. Because when you begin to just spend time with yourself and just honor you, something opens up inside of you. You become present with the divine presence. And the more you're in the presence of the divine, you see, love removes all the conditioning and the thought processes. You see, some of us have been taught, you know, you can't ask God questions. You can't do this with God. So you have this thought process. But when you begin to really honor and love you, you open up a conversation with God with you in a way that is so magnificent that you begin to learn who and what you are really. And I'm going to tell you something. I hear people say they love God. But you cannot love God until you love you. You cannot even understand the ramifications. I don't care if they got mega churches. I don't care how much material things they got. And I don't care if you can quote every scripture in the Bible. You do not know God until you love and honor and cherish yourself. Because when you begin to get out your own way, that's what love does. It clears and cleans the muck and the mire and all the stuff that you've been taught and thought. You begin to really surrender because love brings surrendering. And in my surrendering process, I began to recognize who and what I was. You see, it's in my surrendering process that I got so much clarity, the intimacy, the walking with God. See, you know, when you think about the Bible stories and you hear them, and you got the opportunity to walk with God and you hear the stories, I'm going to tell you, you can't hear God the way you can hear God when you begin to love yourself. Sometimes I'll just be walking around my house. I remember when I was really asking God about prayer. Because my daughter said, Mama, why should I pray if I'm a God? Why should I pray if I'm a goddess, Mama? Why do I pray to something outside myself? I said, well, you never pray to something outside yourself. I really didn't even know the answer. If I'm telling her she is God, I promise you, everything in my body, I didn't know the answer. And I looked at my daughter, I said, dog, that makes a lot of sense. If I'm saying to her, the word tells you we are God. And God, if Jesus said you can do these things and do these things even greater, what does it mean to really pray? What, how should we really pray? And I remember thinking about Albert Einstein, and I was clearing and cleansing my body, and I was just saying to myself, I only want to think the thoughts of God, which is Albert Einstein's, that was his affirmation. I only want to think. He said, I desire to only think the thoughts of God. And I remember saying that over and over through the day and just staying in a high vibration, really praising. And I remember God beginning to speak to me. And I remember the intimacies of our conversation. And I remember saying, and God said, you've been taught how to pray wrong. You see, real prayer invokes and invites the presence of your mighty I Am God self. You see, when you really begin to pray, you don't have to beg what you've already been given, because the day you were born, you were already given everything you ever need, want, and desire. So you don't have to beg and supplicate. People who understand that they are gods and goddesses, kings and queens, they don't have to beg. You don't have to beg. Think about it. Did you ever really have to beg your mother and father for something you really wanted? Did you have to beg? Get down on your knees and cry and beg? If they had the capability of giving it to you, think you, your children have to beg you? God said, you don't got to beg. You invoke. You invite, you affirm, you move your consciousness to match the vibration of what it is you desire to meet, what it is you want to bring into your experience. Because everything comes into our life right of consciousness. So if everything comes into our life because of right of consciousness, and I attract because of my right of consciousness, then my job is to move my consciousness into the level of vibration to meet the level of what it is that I want to bring into my experience, whether it's money, love, or whatever. I was like, wow, that's powerful. That's a true alchemist right there. So I began to work on my consciousness and call forth my greatness, call forth my higher mind to lead and to guide. Come on, Holy Spirit. And I really learned that day that I had been learning how to pray wrong. All because my daughter said, Ma, if I'm a God, if I'm a goddess, why do we pray? I didn't know, because I grew up praying. And I grew up getting on your knees, that kind of prayer that you get on your knees when you know that you know that you get. But, you know, and I ain't saying nothing, because my grandmother used to get down on her knees, baby, and her prayers was answered. But I'm just saying, it really made so much sense when you really know who's and what you are and how to operate in the presence of the infinite. Recognize that you are individualization of God. How, why would a God beg a God? Why would goddesses beg goddesses? Okay, God, it's me and you. What are we going to do to bring forth this manifestation? What is it that I have to do to open myself to match the vibration of what I desire in my life? My whole conversation is different. So I'm saying that's what love does. I just wanted to show you a few things, because really I could tell you a lot about what it does, but it, until you experience it, it's like being in love. Can you really describe what it felt like when you fell in love with somebody? It's really something you had to experience. Can you imagine, though, if anybody remembers being in love with somebody on this line, well, remember that feeling? That's the feeling that I want you to remember to get yourself into the space of loving you. I want you to have that same remembrance of that love. and bring it into your experience for you, loving you, honoring you, and be so filled by your presence that you will never need anybody outside of you to validate you, to make you feel good, to bring you joy, to bring you happiness, bring you nothing. And that's what love does. See, the person outside of you doesn't affect your happiness. The person outside of you don't affect your joy. I hear people always say, girl, I know why you're happy, because you got a husband. I said, and I start cracking up laughing. Because if that was the truth, and please, I'm not down in marriage. I think marriage is a phenomenal thing. But nothing outside yourself makes you happy, not even being in a marriage 32 years. To be honest, it took a lot to get to where I am today. A lot of learning, a lot of growing, a lot of stretching, a lot of understanding, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of gratitude to understand what I understand and to navigate in a relationship for 32 years with somebody. So I say that to say to you today, the best work you can ever do on the planet is to love you. The best work you can do on the planet is to learn to love you. Then what somebody outside of you do or don't do won't affect how you feel or not feel. Because you will never need anything outside yourself to make you feel a certain way. What you will learn is that that person is just coming to bring gravy or cherry on top of your already your ice cream and your whipped cream. And you enjoying the fact that you have this companion to witness and enjoy and create this beautiful experience with. But if they decide that tomorrow they're not going to be in your presence anymore, it's okay, because you know that you have everything you need and want, and that if there's someone else to come, you will enjoy that presence too. So I'm saying that love in you is going to be the most powerful work you can do on the planet. I'm saying this because so many people ask the same question over and over again. So the first place I would start is just to ask God. However you see God. Because you remember, I don't come to teach you how to see God. I don't come to teach you anything. Only thing I come is to share my experience. And then you get to research how that works for you. But when you get to share, get to know, and get to experience God, I want you to come and share your experiences. Because guess what? Your experience is going to bless somebody else. And I'm not asking you to think like I think. What I am asking you to do is to be still and ask yourself, how can I love and honor me more? What can I do to cherish me more? Because when you do begin to ask that question, the other side is so beautiful, because you do get a lot more clarity on why you're here. You do get a lot more clarity on what your purpose is. See, I've never been so clear in my whole entire years on the planet of why I'm here. I've never been so clear on what I want to do and how I want to do it. I've never been so clear without a shadow of a doubt on what my purpose is. And it was all love that brought me to this space. But not love as I understood it at one time in my life. It's a whole different understanding of what love is. Because we still remember love as though that feeling we had when we fell in love, or the idea of what we fell in. And that's just a glimpse, a small glimpse of what the energy of love is, but it's so much vast and bigger and so much more than that. Think about it. If love is synonymous with God, and God and love are synonymous, it has to be way more vast than we can ever think of, even in our limited understanding of that feeling that we get when the molecules in our body shift because somebody is in our space. But when you begin to love you and love you, your molecules will shift just because you looked in your eyes today and said, I love the very essence of who you are. You see, I appreciate the gift that you are to the planet today, Janine. And today, Janine, I want to allow you to use your gifts and talents to be a blessing to somebody. You see, you surrender your whole self and allow the presence of the universe, the divine presence of God, to come through you and say, come on, God, use me, with no idea of what that really means. and with no conceived limitations of what it should look like. But you truly get out your way and surrender. And I'm going to tell you something. Love has no limits. Love doesn't love a person because they're not operating in a way that people think they should operate. Love don't stop loving you because of that. I had a guy who wanted to commit suicide because he's living an alternative lifestyle, gay lifestyle. Very young guy, very talented. And they had him call me because they didn't want him. And when I got through, the one thing that I remember feeling is that, how can we, because his parents go to church and read the Bible, blah, blah, blah. How, and because of his parents' unaccepting of his lifestyle. And I'm not telling you all what to believe or don't believe. I'm not saying what's right or what's wrong. But what I am saying is that, trust me, God still loves people who live alternative lifestyles. Trust me, God don't stop loving you for nothing. And I don't care what nobody tell you in this world. God is never going to stop loving you. Never. Do we ever stop loving our children even when they don't show up the way that we want them to do, when they're doing everything they ain't supposed to be doing, when they just living the life that you just want to just bend them into? No, we don't stop loving them. What do? We step back and we just keep sending them love. We keep sending them love. We send them prayers. We send them love. If they're hungry, we feed them. If they need some clothes, we buy. We do whatever we can to keep lifting them up. Family. I don't care what your children do today. Don't let nobody tell you to disown your children because they're not living a lifestyle that you think they should be living. Now, I'm not telling you to agree or don't agree, but children are being homeless today, wanting to kill themselves because their parents are not accepting them. And it's bigger than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Just because our religion tells us that this is wrong and it's an embodiment and all that stuff. If it is a sin, then there's no sin greater than the other. All of it is the same. So why should we disown our kids because they not live? Do I want my children to live that life stuff? Of course not. No, I don't want my kids to do this certain things and do certain things and this and that. But I'm not going to stop loving them, and I'm not going to disown them. You don't want your kids out here wanting to kill themselves because they're not showing up the way you think they should show up. We got to love our children, family. We got to love people in our life just because they do things that we don't think they should do. That don't mean we got to let them walk over us. That don't mean if our children are hooked on drugs and they come and disrespect the house. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying do what you have to do. Let them know the rules. You're not going to come in here disrespecting my house or whatever it is, but that don't mean you stop loving them. That don't mean you disown them. That don't mean you don't allow them to call you or whatever. I got one guy right now I'm working with. His family is Jehovah. He stopped being Jehovah Witness, and now his mother won't talk to him. It's been, 15 years he haven't talked to his mother. His mother won't allow him in her space. Because he's not a Jehovah's Witness. He's a good kid, though. He does a job. He treats people like you want to be treated, got a great heart. But his mother won't talk to him because he decided he didn't want to be a Jehovah's Witness. I just don't understand why we think God will stop us from being loving to our family and friends and people in our life. That's not just God's way. So what I'm asking you to do today, this is my call to action. And I'm going to open up the line if anybody got any questions, and we're going to go because it's after the hour. But I want you to think about this. Not what Denise said. I want you to sit and ask God to show you the way. You personally. Don't let nobody dictate, not even Denise, not even my words. No pastor, no Janine, no nothing. But I just want you to sit still and ask God to open your heart and reveal to you the authentic truth of how you should move and navigate for your own personal self. And if you have that experience with somebody else, how you should move and navigate through that experience with them. Let God lead you. Let the Spirit lead you today. Ask God to speak to your heart today. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Turn all the music, the phone, the computers, and just sit quiet. What is the question that you have, God? Would you ask God, what can I do to heal and bring my and restore my body to its natural truth, knowing that I'm perfect, whole, and complete? Do you have a child that you want to ask God, what direction should I go with my child? How can I see them in your eyes, even when I, when their seemingly appearance is not showing up? Can I see my husband with the truth of him, not the way he's showing up? Can I see my wife in the truth of her, not the way she may be showing up right now? Can I see my mother in the truth of her, not in the way that she's showing up? And ask God to reveal, why are you in this lesson? Why are you in this situation? Why is your health in this situation? Why are you in this not-so-harmony relationship with your mother? Why are you not in this harmony relationship with your spouse? Whatever it may be. And just sit still and ask. You see, there's no greater truth than the truth that lives in you as you all around. There's no book, no nothing that can give you or reveal to you the greater truth than the truth that lives in us and as us. You see, the universe will always have the truth. I was talking to my girlfriend, and this, I promise y'all, this is my last point. And she was so upset about Dr. Sebi. Who's going to tell us the truth about health? And blah, 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 blah. I said, baby, you can take the body, but you can't take the truth. You can kill our physical bodies, but the truth will live in the universe. If you burned up every Bible, if you burned up every book, if everything in the universe was burned up and left, you could never take the truth away, because the truth is what created. The truth lives in the universe, and if you get still enough, the truth will reveal itself to you. Family, my plea to you today is let the truth be revealed to you. Let the Holy Spirit descend upon you today and speak to your heart. Don't take my word, and don't take anybody else's word. I'm going to show you something in life, is that there should never be anybody in this world that you idolize so much that you take their information, not a school, not a thought, nothing, that you don't get still and ask God to show you, direct you, and reveal to you the truth about this particular situation for you. Why am I telling you this? Because nobody, not your mother, your father, not your pastor, not nobody who knows why God planted you on the planet more than you will ever know. Because when God planted you, you see, God took himself and said, let me recreate myself and let me send it to the earth. But God also said, let me store inside of you your gifts, your talents, and why I sent you to the planet. Too noisy, family. We caught up in the noise that we can't hear the soul who's yearning to come alive through our art, who's yearning to come alive through that book you've been told to write, who's yearning to come alive because you were supposed to sing that song, write that play, create. That's what you were born to do, to create. You are creators. Get still and allow the Creator to create through you. Desire, dreams, a God tapping at your soul saying, I want to manifest more of myself to you, family. Stop waking up going to a job you don't like. I'm not saying to quit your job, but position yourself to live a life that you can live and say, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. And if God says using you is where you need to be at that job, then there's something for you to do. But when it's time for you to go, God will also direct it. See, because even though I was saying use me, Lord, in that job, I loved my job. I didn't dislike my job. I loved everything I was doing. But it was part of the plan to create where I'm going today. Use me, Lord. I give thanks for this job that I am. I give thanks for this opportunity to be in this space. I give thanks for the person and relationship I'm in. I give thanks for my children, even when they're not showing up the way I want them to show up. But I know they're growing to be mighty in the land. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, for my husband, who may not be showing the way I want him to show. But, God, I know he's growing to be even mightier each and every day. I know my wife is doing her thing, God, but I know that she's supposed to be the virtuous woman that you gave to me, God, or whatever is going on in your experience. I know you gave me this body temple, God, and I know you are a master healer. God, remove anything in me that remembers how to be anything other than well. Remove in me anything in my DNA that reminds me of anything that shows up that's not perfect, whole, and complete in my body, God. Show me how to heal my body, God. Show me where I need to forgive right now, God. Show me how to live the life in the physical health the way I am, God. Let me be a testimony of your mastery in my life, God. Because if there's a healing presence, I know there's a healing presence, God. Use every molecule in my body, God, to release in it every remembrance and every pattern and all the data and information that's stored in it that's showing up as this disease right now, God. But I want you to release it from my mind and my body and my soul, God. And when your money's not showing up, you do the same thing, God. Anything that's in my cell memory, anything that's in the pattern of my belief system that's showing up as this lack, God, I want you to remove it right now, God. We were born to be rich. The truth is, we were born to be healthy. We were born to live amazing, healthy lives. And the power to heal and to transform our lives is with us. It walks with us. It talks with us. We have to learn to have a relationship with God on our own. Nobody can give you a relationship. And I'm telling you, I love going to church. I love to hear the word. I love to hear the Bible stories. I love to hear the choir sing. I love a prayer line. I love it all. But that's just the accessory to what the true foundation is for us to build our own personal relationship. Today, family, learn to have your own relationship. Learn to hear the spiritual creator, the spirit that is the spirit, the one that is the one for yourself. Learn to hear God for yourself, family. And that's my message. And I'm going to call Jackie in. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, star 6. And if you're on Blog Talk, push the 1 and let me know that you want to come in. But family, I leave you today with one thing and one thought only. Your relationship to the Creator, to the Most High God, and however you name the great source, is personal. No one-on-one relationship. That doesn't make any religion bad. I'm telling you, I wouldn't give nothing for my sanctified beginning. I wouldn't give nothing for my Baptist church experience. I wouldn't even give anything for my Catholic school education and Catholic church understanding. Because it all brought me to where I am today. And I tell you, ain't nothing like a sanctified church when you go in and you can feel the spirit of the Lord in the songs and the choir get to singing. Oh, Jesus can work it out. All I'm saying to you is when you go home, you still got to live God every day, every minute, every second. And the only way you can do that is by having a personal, one-on-one relationship with God. And how do you do that? You do that by beginning to love and honor yourself. And then you begin, when you begin to love and honor yourself, you begin to open up a space for the divine presence to come in with no obstruction. Because love moves all that stuff out the way, all that conditioning. and all those belief systems and all that lack of understanding. It moves it all out the way because the Spirit began to walk with you, began to talk with you. Oh, my God, you'll hear it so clearly. I used to think it was a still, small voice, but God really can speak very audible. And you can hear it so loud sometimes. You'd be like, oh, I just heard God. Okay, I know it's over the hour, y'all. Thank you for staying with me. All right, I'm going to give it over to the Holy Spirit. Jackie Jack, I see you still on, but I can't hear you.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Hear you well.
Thank you. Yes, I am definitely sitting with God today.
I don't know, I can't hear you. Is it me? I don't know. Can anybody hear me or is it Jackie? Hello?
Just Jackie.
I'm back. I dropped off.
Oh, okay, I was about to hang up.
I apologize, family. Peace and blessings. We're going to continue in our love experience. As we do in this hour, our Reverend Ike affirmation, and then we're going to get into our 40-day abundance program affirmation. So, family, you know what we do at this time? So unmute your phone, and let's call in our money. Yes. Money! I'm calling
money.
You into my life.
I'm calling you into
money,
my life.
Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Money, right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love Jacqueline Valentina Cradle.
Money, right,
money,
money,
right here, right now, I'm telling you,
love
Colorful.
You love Janine and Ingram. Woo!
Yes. Oh, money, you welcome in my... Money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, in my bank account, in my pocketbook. You welcome in my life all the time.
Ooh, money, you welcome.
Money, you are welcome in my hands, in my life,
you
in my pocketbook,
all
the
time. You welcome in my bank account. You welcome into my life. Come into my life. Woo.
Woo. Yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my mind to life in all forms.
Yes.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind
to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and mind to
certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and mind
to stocks and bonds. Oh, I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain, cash money, make it rain.
I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain, cash money.
Yes, I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
I open my heart and mind to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
Yes. Money, says Jacqueline Valentina Cradle, in divine right ways.
Ooh, money loves
money.
Being in divine
right
ways.
Yes. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life. Money making money. Come on with it, family.
Money is wonderful.
And I let it multiply in my life.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Yes, yes, yes. Giving thanks and praise for gratitude. Thank you, God, and me for money.
Thank you, God, and me for money.
Thanking God for money.
Yes, 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 family. And that was our Reverend Ike money affirmation. Family, we're going to continue with our abundance program. And if money is the only problem, then guess what, family? We don't have a problem. And the purpose of what we were doing for the 40-day program, abundance program, it was to restructure our values, our behavior, our understanding, and the importance of family, community, and personal power. And we must develop a respect for our relationship with the universe, as well as the understanding and responsibility of good character. And we must recognize how every one of our actions impacts not just us, but all that care for and are reliant upon us. So, family, we are definitely coming down to the count. We are at principle number 6. We are repeating our principles for the 4th time. So we will close out on Friday. And today our principle is, my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply in action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. Family, our affirmation for today is, I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life. Let's say that together, family. I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life. Yes. I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life. Yes, yes. Last time, family. I am grateful that I have realized my plan for an abundant life. Yes, and that was our 40-day prosperity abundance affirmation for today. I love you, family. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right, all right. Thank you, Jackie and Carla LaVoe. I heard your voice. Just want to thank you. Our new book is coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. Yes, yes, yes. She will be coming to the Love Journey and all the places and outlets to share her beautiful book. Also want to let you know on September 10th, Spa Theater is doing it again. I think the name of the play is What Comes Around Goes Around. Is that it? At Spa Theater?
Yeah, that was this weekend. We're going to bring it back, though, because it was a success.
Oh, no.
It's
the story.
Yeah, we're bringing it back. Yeah, we're bringing it back, and I'm not sure the dates yet, though.
Okay, then September 10th.
So we already have the
Billy
advertisement
Eckstein.
Out.
Right.
Huh?
Billy Eckstein
I'm sorry.
Is September 10th. September 10th.
Yes, ma'am.
Billy Eckstein. Okay, it's the story of Billy Eckstein. I got a call from Mama T, and she told me something about two of them, so I thought she meant they both were gone. Okay, so September 10th is the story of Billy Eckstein. This guy comes all the way from Atlanta, right? And he comes to do this story, and they say it is one of the most amazing, beautiful stories. You don't want to miss it, so you want to give Carla tickets. Do you have tickets for the Billy Eckstein?
I definitely do, $25 in advance, darling, and $30 at the door.
Yes, yes, family. So you want to get a chance, give Miss Carla LaVoe a call. You want to give her a call for a couple of reasons. So she got her book, y'all. She's going to be having it out soon. Yay. And Spa Theater. You know, I want to make sure that we understand that Spa Theater is one of the, I think it might be three, and it may be a couple of others, but it's one of the few Black-owned theater companies that bring our stories our way. And so what's interesting is that we don't get to see our stories very often told from our perspective. So you want to, you know, we want to support the arts, but not just the arts. We want to support it so that we can learn not only our own history, but we can share it with our children and other people in our lives. So you want to make sure not only do you want to take an opportunity today and maybe spread the word about Spot Theater. I know we got Black Ensemble Theater way on the north side. We got ETA, and now we got in the suburbs, Spot Theater. And so you want to take the opportunity today and share. So maybe Carla could share it with us, and I'll put it on the Love Journey, and you can reshare it on your page and let the world know that Dr. Mike, Carla, and all of them are doing some great things right there in the south suburbs of Chicago, sharing our stories our way. And Carla is a big, big, big supporter, giver, and she takes a lot of time to make sure meticulously they bring in great programming so that we can have a great opportunity to experience beautiful, beautiful plays, duration, love from a perspective of a beautiful entertainment. And you don't get what, you know, they have dinners there sometimes. You can come in and not only do you get to see the play, but you can come out and get you something to eat and go back in there and enjoy the experience. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's called the Spot Theater, family. And family, when you come to Chicago, if you don't live, we want to make sure that if there's something going on that weekend, we want to make sure that we get out to see as a group this beautiful, amazing spot. It is beautiful. Spot Theater is an amazing, beautiful place. And I believe it's only going to get bigger and better. So, family, let's support Spot Theater. Let's support Carla with her new book and any new author. Because you know what? It takes a lot of courage to share your story in a book form. It takes a lot of courage to speak and a lot of courage to stand out there and tell your truth and be vulnerable about your truth. Family, we got a slew of authors on this line. Each day we're going to take a day and we're going to promote each other's book. We're going to have somebody to send it to the Love Journey, and each day we're going to have a different day. Today we're going to support Spot Theater, and I want everybody to put Spot Theater on their Facebook page. And then tomorrow we'll do Carla's book. Tomorrow we'll do next day everybody's book so that we can just get, even if nothing happens, but just people getting noticed and awareness of it. Family, we have to be our own best supporters. We have to stand up and say, let me support my brothers and my sisters. Cider Enterprise is a great opportunity and a great platform for us to share in our books, because that's all Cider Enterprise's conference call is about. It's about sharing the books and the stories of overcoming. And, you know, there's no community, there's nothing like community. So I just want to thank y'all. And then I got one more thing, y'all. I know y'all said she on her soapbox. My sister from another mister. Amazing gift to the planet. Nicole Wheatley got the Remarkable Women's Conference. And, you know, every year the Love Journey supports it. So if you're planning on going or you want to go, I have tickets, 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 family. And I do would love, love, love your support. You can buy one ticket for $35 just to come to the conference. A two-day experience, if you want to do the two-day experience where they're having fun and different TV stations to, you know, you're going to be running down the street and fun and having all kind of things going with heels, then the ticket is $85. If you want to do the $100 VIP tickets, you can, that means you get the swag bag and three different classes and two-day experience. So you can do one day $50, which is a gift to Clump, or you can do $35 for the actual conference. You can do $85 for the 2 days or the $100 VIP. And whatever you want, just come on and tell me what you want to do, and I have tickets, family. You know, we always support the Remarkable Woman Conference every year. And this year she got a great lineup of speakers, and I will be posting the Remarkable Woman. It's on my Facebook page, and I'm going to post it on the Love Journey today. And then so you can know. If you want to get tickets, let me know. If you want to get tickets to the Billy Eckstein for September 10th, give our beautiful Carla LaVoe Hawkins a call. And just in case you don't know her number, let me see what is her number. Is it okay if I – let me just see if it's okay if I share your number, Carla. All right. Can you all hear me? Okay, yeah. So I'll ask her if it's okay if I share her number tomorrow, because I won't share her number without her saying yes. So if you want to get some tickets or donate to the Remarkable Woman Conference, let me know. I love you, love you, love you. Every year, Nikki is doing this beautiful, amazing, Remarkable Woman Conference. We We bring women from domestic violence and human trafficking shelters there. It's a beautiful experience to bring empowerment to women, and she's doing a two-day event this year. And one day, all the tickets that sell for one day goes to the Pump organization to help teenage girls. Yes, yes, yes. All right, family. All right, I'm going to let you go, reminding you today that you are loved. But no love is more important than the love that you have for you. Let's keep it moving. I love you. Have a great day. Yeah, yo, Erica Badu.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. No matter what anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away, get tired. I'm a person, and I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby's life. Because I am a yeye. Yeye means mother. Why?
Thank you.
Have a great day, family. Go forth and be prosperous and love and remember to love and send love and to give love and touch somebody today with your gifts, your talents, and your skills. Ask God to use you today.